Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming alive. The Bill Ford Tub Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. And I think finally we have washed off the stench of last night's Ranger game. So Boomer is in a better mood. I could tell already. He was bopping around, got a cup of Dunkin'. There's a smile on his face. We are getting through this Feel Good Friday, heading into a huge day tomorrow. And I was thinking, you know, because it's your biggest of the charity events that you have, the booming celebration that we all love going to. It's just such a cool event. Now it's at Casa Cipriani. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, and you got the Islanders Rangers earlier that day. Does Matt come to the event at night when he's got an afternoon game? Will he be there?
I don't know. I mean, he may stop by to say hi. He usually likes to do that. And
yeah,
he usually is doing that.
Okay.
Would do that. And plus, they play in New York tomorrow, in New York City. So
yeah,
we're in New York City. And, you know, of course, if they win.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
He's definitely showing up.
He'll be like
he's showing up.
What do they say? The cock of the walk.
Yeah,
he'll just burst in there, you know, like maybe like a little bit of a bruise, but just after beating some Ranger ass, like
clinched the playoff spot.
Right. Hey, Boom Pa, how's it going, man? Everything good? You know, you could still see like the blood of Rempe on his knuckles. Didn't even wash his hands. Just showed right up. Oh, man, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think that both teams want to win tomorrow. And the point being is you want to stay out of the penalty box. You don't want extra penalty minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Especially when you're playing against the Rangers and their lethal power play. It's one thing that they do have.
Yeah.
And their penalty kill is very good, too. So
we will see. But this could be a great, this could be like an all-time Matt Martin day, boy.
Oh, boy.
I mean, think about how good he would feel. Yeah, he beat the Rangers' ass and waltzes right in his tux. A little later that night.
Yeah, Rangers down 5-0, looking to prove something, and he just goes out and kicks their butt anyway.
And just waltzes right
They try
in.
To start something at the end of the game.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe I'll bid on that Boomer Esiason signed football today.
Man, you guys are the worst. I mean, you always come up with the worst possible speculation and situations.
Of course we do. Because that's what, I mean, we love to see. We're chaos addicts.
You know what it is? You guys are like just slapnarpians is what you are.
Yes, we are. And proud of it.
And you need to get slapped around a little bit.
And then we're also hoping them for the elimination from the playoffs on the night of the B&G Live 3.
Oh, that's great.
See, that one I disagree with you on. Because the way that he could potentially shut down or that anger could be manifested in a negative way. I don't want that to happen that night.
I could wind up in a dumpster, you mean?
Yeah. Like there will be a little, like, all right, so you add anger, alcohol, showmanship all together in that night, someone is going to break an arm. Like there's going to be some sort of casualty that will happen that night. And plus, I don't want him eliminated on a Friday night because then by Monday you come in, it feels like it's old news. You want to be eliminated like the night before we have a show.
So
they're not going to be eliminated, so forget it.
Oh, did you just predict that they're winning the cup?
I just told you they're not going to get eliminated by that time.
Touch the cup, touch the cup.
Here you go. You're going to be hanging on every word I say.
Well, you just said they're not being eliminated. The only team that doesn't get eliminated is the team.
By the way, why didn't you pick Patrick Reed as a potential winner in your Masters tournament?
I know he's won there before.
Yeah.
I feel like he's over the hill when it comes to this, and I don't think he's the same player he was a few years ago, so I didn't end up picking him.
He's minus two.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you can't pick everybody, man.
I get it. Yep.
I by the way, on my team that I have, that I snake drafted,
right?
I got both Bryson and Max Homa on that team.
So, and there they are, 1 and 2 right now.
That's right. Now,
Max Homa is finishing up his first round. He just had a tap in for birdie.
Yes, he did,
and got him to 6 under.
Yeah. So but the problem is,
Hideki, are we allowed to do that? Is that like? Would that be...
No, it's fine. Whatever.
You talk about play-by-play on YouTube before.
You know who's screwing me?
Who's that?
Is Hideki Matsuyama. He is ruining everything for me. I got him everywhere. I got him in the snake drafts. I got him in the Masters other pool that I'm in. I got him on FanDuel. And he just went out there and just was pathetic yesterday. And he's like the last guy I expected to blow up because he's just so consistent. He's so good.
He is. Well, maybe he'll have a comeback round today. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, so my team, I'll give you my quickly.
Just so you know, I mean, this is a 72-hole tournament. It's not some 54-hole, like, you know, member guest. You know what I mean?
No, of course, I understand.
Well, you get paid $350 million guaranteed just to show up and, you know, high-five people.
Yeah, so I've got Koepka, Matsuyama, Oberg, Bryson, Homa, and then my wild card was JT Postman, who was 2 under... going into 16, and then bogeyed 16, and then triple bogeyed 17. Went from 2 under to 2 over just like that. I was about to write him a letter and mail it. Be like, dude, you just effed me here. Come on.
You know, you've been into golf now for 2.5 years. You pump the brakes, please.
What do you mean pump the brakes? I'm not pumping any brakes. I'm passionate, man. I'm into it.
I know you are.
I wasn't going to send him a hate tweet. I was going to write him a respectful letter.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to say, hey, you screwed me. I just was going to write him a letter. Hey, mate, congrats on all your success. But
let
me
ask you a question.
Here.
Some people write us some respectful letters here.
Yeah, I get, yeah.
And how do you feel when you get those letters?
When they're respectful letters?
Yes.
Oh, I love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
them. Do you get many?
What
was the last one you got?
Well, that one, I can't read the writing. That guy sends that all the time.
Yeah.
There was one who was the... There was one threatening one like a year or two ago where some guy said, you better put a rearview mirror on that boat of yours. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, buddy. Let's go to Jordan in Connecticut. What's going on, Jordan?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio. How you guys doing?
All righty, Jordan. What's happening?
Not too much, man. Just wanted to talk about the Brazil game a little bit further. You know, we all know the NFL is, you know, greedy, let's say that. Lightly, but I just wanted to talk about the player safety. As we know, NFL players like to go out. Brazil's got a crazy nightlife, so just wanted to hear your take on that.
I would say the same thing about Mexico City. I'd say the same thing about London. I don't necessarily know about Frankfurt, but I think anytime these teams go on the road, it's a business trip. They are told that they, you know, should stay within certain bounds, and I think that the coaches and teams go to great lengths, and NFL security go to great lengths to make sure that these players are safe.
Yeah, I mean, I always root for a kidnapping just so these things could end, you know, because it just takes one kidnapping for them to stop going to these places and then just play the games in this country they should. You know, like, just like, not anybody of importance, like maybe like the long snapper or an equipment guy, just kidnap that guy for a couple of days and then let him go unharmed. And then the NFL will be like, we got to stop doing this international stuff.
What would happen if Saquon Barkley were kidnapped?
That'd be a big deal.
That'd be a big deal. So I think the higher, more profile the name, the more impactful the kidnapping would be.
Sure. There was a great sports kidnapping line on Twitter many years ago that actually it actually got Chris Majkowski. He had to take it down. He had to delete it.
Okay.
So Eddie might remember this. So remember Victor Zambrana when the Mets got him.
Yes, from Tampa, right? Didn't they get him from Tampa?
They did. And Rick Peterson was the pitching coach at the time. And his famous line was, he could fix him in 10 minutes. And he never did. He was terrible.
Zambrano, right? Zambrano.
It was, I think it was Zambrano. It was the other Zambrano. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So he goes, he could fix him in 10 minutes.
Oh.
So it never happened. Whatever. So then Victor Zambrano's mother got kidnapped in Brazil. And Madge put out on Twitter, Rick Peterson said that he could find her in 10 minutes.
That's not nice.
Oh, that was a great joke.
Yeah, I don't.
It was a very. She was found alive and everything was fine.
Okay,
that was a great joke.
Okay,
that was a really good joke.
As long as she was found, okay.
It's a really good joke, and I'm standing by it. I don't care what anybody says. That is wit, and to have the balls to put it out there, and he had to delete it because I think somebody got on.
Remember when Big Poppy got shot in the ass down there in the DR?
It was in the back, not in the ass, right?
I thought it was in the ass.
It was in the back. But anyway, go ahead.
I mean, could you come up with the joke with that?
I'm sure you could.
You could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was fine. I mean, hell, look at all the OJ jokes that were out there all those years. I mean, Norm MacDonald made a living on that.
Yes, he did.
You were there in the building with that first ESPYs when he did that Charles Woodson joke with the Heisman.
Yep.
He goes, congratulations, Charles Woodson, you won the Heisman. Yeah. Everybody says Charles Woodson's waving.
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Yeah, and nobody can take that away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter. First ESPY's monologue. How great is that?
That's Norm MacDonald at his finest.
Yeah, that's a guy you RIP. Yes. That's a guy you send off with a thumbs up is that Norm MacDonald. OJ, not so much. Let's go to Greg in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to, and I got to follow the kidnapping, I guess, with pants, but I am calling to express my 100% solidarity with Jason Day and Jerry. I want to try to propel this conversation forward. There are so many men out there, and we've been silent for too long, who cannot stand what has happened to suits and sweatpants lately with the tailoring and the joggers, and that we got to get back to baggy, man. The pendulum's got to swing the other way. We got to free our legs up. We got to free the junk up. We got to, I mean, I'm on the elevator the other day in my office building with a guy who's got a suit on, and it looks like his pants were shrink wrapped around his legs. And I'm wondering, how do you get into pants like that? How do you get out of pants like that? What has happened?
I'll tell you what's happened, especially in the world of golf. Most of the professional golfers have taken the cue from Tiger Woods, and they take care of themselves. They watch what they eat. They work out. They are all in shape. You know, you don't see the walrus walking around out there anymore. You know what I'm saying?
You got Shane Lowry.
Now and again, you got one. But
Patrick Reed, but most of these guys are
in. You don't have John Daly out there. You don't have, you know, the guys used to smoke cigarettes and drink and all this other stuff. These guys are all super fitness guys now.
Yep. And you watch Full Swing, you see how all of them work out constantly.
Exactly.
And take care of themselves.
Hence, they wear the tighter shirts, the tighter pants, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And most of the new material is stretchy material. So whether you get material from, let's say, Flag and Anthem, they're into golf now. Mm-hmm. They have that new Made Flex material.
Love it.
My friend over there, Andrew Redvanley, all of his stuff is stretchy and has that Under Armour type feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, some of the way that they make these golf pants, too, that are tight, they're just so stretchy, it doesn't even feel like they're tight pants.
That's exactly right. That's why they wear them now.
Yep. Let's go to Chris and Hal, our buddy. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, I like the whole like heel role that Sal has embraced. You know, you got a lot of good guys that work at the radio station. You guys are all stand-up guys and blah, blah, blah. But you need that antagonist there to kind of balance things out. I think he does a great job of it.
100%.
Every ship needs a rat.
Yeah.
And just remember that.
Yeah, and for sure, Chris. And, you know, the one thing I'll say to Sal, he takes on a lot of teams at once, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he does it. He becomes the Antichrist for a lot of fan bases at the same time, and that's got to be exhausting.
Yeah, but he even becomes the Antichrist for teams that he roots for. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, Met fans can't stand him.
Well, I don't know about that. I do think there are a lot of Met fans that like him and defending the Mets with BT.
What do you think? They like, well, that's that whole thing back and forth. BT takes shots at the Mets, so they hate BT and his Met takes. But, like, so you have Evan, who likes baseball.
I like baseball.
And you have Sal, who likes baseball.
That's right.
They are both Met fans.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk to a Met fan, who would they appreciate the opinion more from, Evan, or do you think from Sal?
You know, it's a tough question for me to answer. I don't know. I prefer when Sal goes off on the team a little more.
Yeah,
than
but that's entertaining. But that's entertaining.
Yeah,
that's what you like—the entertainment value.
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Why? You know all these guys.
Because I don't, at this point in my Mets fandom, I do not represent the average Mets fan anymore.
All right.
But I just don't.
Al, you have a good feel for this. Do you think the...
Sorry.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Jeez, you got a little gas this morning?
I had some stomach issues the last couple days.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's a crazy thing. I eat the same thing every day during the week. Almost like Al. The dinners change, but it's all healthy stuff, Monday through Thursday. For whatever reason, this week... In eating the same stuff.
You play golf this week?
I did, yeah.
Did you eat while you were playing golf? Okay.
No.
So, Al, if you're a Met fan, would you rather have your take come from Evan or from Sal?
Sal.
Why?
It seems more reactionary, which I like.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. He didn't like that answer.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said you like the entertainment value of Sal screaming and yelling.
Yeah, I like screaming and yelling.
Yeah, you love that.
Yeah.
Well, what's your answer to that then?
I think Evan goes in depth and has a more educated opinion about it. Sal has a more emotional opinion about it.
That's a good way to put
it. That's it. Yeah. One is an educated opinion, and it's correct.
The other's an emotional opinion.
Yes.
Right. So one guy, you know. Guy's an angry idiot is basically what you're saying.
I didn't say that. You
didn't
said
say that.
That.
But you
I just said
that.
He's emotional and he's entertaining when he's emotional. You're the one who said he's an angry idiot.
I know
idiot.
I said it's what you're implying.
No, but you're the one who said he was an angry idiot. I didn't say that.
No, see, I didn't say it
and
either.
And I wasn't implying that you're
sounded saying
that
like
was,
you were implying that
no,
he was an angry.
No, don't put words into my mouth.
You said that Evan's intelligent and Sal is not and Sal's emotional. It sounds like you're saying he's an angry idiot.
Kind of like when Aaron Rodgers implies that the Clintons killed Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, right. Same thing.
I mean, I wasn't implying right anything, no.
Yeah, I mean, who's this guy with
the pants?
This is an old video of somebody years and years and years ago.
See what I told you?
Yeah, long time ago.
Okay. All right, but no, I think that's
Jose Marie Olafable.
That's what it is. And he doesn't spell his name like that.
What do you mean? Doesn't spell his name like what?
Doesn't look like Olafable.
Yeah, but neither does Ibiza and Barcelona, but they pronounce those things in Spain that way.
Okay.
So, come on, get with it. Doesn't look like Sal's the only idiot around here.
Oosterhoosens.
Oosterhoosens.
Louis Oosterhoosens.
James in James in Jersey City. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. Well, first, I got a comment on Evan Versal. It's a no-brainer. Evan's the most legit Mets fan on the station. He's pretty much the Gary Cohen of W fan. But
wow. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mets fans, we're an educated bunch, and we appreciate an educated opinion.
I feel like I'm educated.
So, with that being said, the reason I'm calling, guys,
is
I need to put the Wilpons on blast, because I'm a diehard Mets fan. You know, when the Mets went to the World Series in 2015, I spent an entire paycheck just to get a decent seat. And I can't watch the Mets anymore, because without any notice, Fubo just cancels the Mets. They don't send me an email. They don't send me a voicemail. They don't send me hard copy mail. They don't tell me. So I wake up 2 days ago. I turn on the game, you know, when I get home from work, and there's no Mets. And I don't have time. You know, I'm busy at work. And yesterday I missed, you know, probably the best win we're going to have of the season, unfortunately. And every time, you know, I just switched last year from Xfinity to Fubo because they canceled the deal with MSG, so I couldn't watch my Knicks. Then I switched so I could watch my Knicks and the Mets. Now I can't watch the Mets. So every year I have to switch my cable provider or my TV provider, and I got to know, like, what am I supposed to do And why can't this be something that is just a no-brainer, like ABC, CBS? Like, I live in Jersey City. Why can't I watch my teams without worrying about if I wake up one day, I'm not going to have the team anymore?
Yeah, because unfortunately you have the wrong carrier. It happened to me, too. I was watching the game last week, and Fubo did have up on the screen that Fubo and SNY were separating. So they did have it on the screen. They were warning you that it was going to happen. And, of course, yesterday, you know, you go to turn on the Braves game and Braves and Mets, and it's not there.
Yeah, and you've been bitching about that for the last couple of days with that stupid-ass SNY Fubo thing.
I'm sick of trying to find where everything is. At the end of the day, I really am. And one of the reasons why Fubo was so good is because you can watch it on your phone, you can watch it on your iPad, and you can pretty much watch it anywhere you want, which was great. And it still is great. It just now, all of a sudden, SNY and Fubo just can't come to an agreement. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. I don't know. But it seems like if you are a Fubo user like I am, then you will not be able to watch the Met game. You know, what can I tell you?
Rick in Newburgh. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All good, right, Rick. What's going on?
Hey, so Boomer, before you said something about the game being in Rio de Janeiro down in Brazil, it's actually in São Paulo.
Oh, São Paulo. I'm sorry. That's right. Okay.
So I was just listening to your guys' take on the whole thing, and I just happen to be married to a Brazilian, so I go down there at least once a year, and the amount of NFL fans that they have down there is incredible. Is incredible. They show all the games on TV. It's going to be huge for the NFL. And I was actually hoping, as a Giants fan and season ticket holder, that the Giants were going to go down there and play so I could go down there, see my family, and go to the game with them.
Yeah, I don't think they'd ever take a New York Giant Philadelphia game out of either one of those stadiums. You know, that's why they did it the way they did it. But I understand there are worldwide fans for the NFL, and they are trying to tap into every single one of those fan bases. And they're trying to make money in São Paulo and Brazil. I'm sure are paying for the NFL to come down there, and of course Peacock is paying for the rights to televise it.
Now maybe I'm the only one. I don't know, but Alan Eddie, I need you for this too. When someone says they're married to a Brazilian, what's the first thing? When a man says they're married to a Brazilian, what's the first thing that pops into your head? I will admit what mine is, but I want to ask you first.
Big butt.
Yep. That's the first thing I think of is, well, I was going to, and I didn't want to disrespect, I was going to say something like, how's the caboose on this wife of yours? What I was going to ask. I was curious. Because that's like a thing. It's like, that's the most coveted butt in the world is the Brazilian butt.
Didn't the JR Sports Brief allude to that?
No. That was just the height of the player, not the butt. But isn't that such a thing as like a Brazilian butt lift?
Totalmente.
So like that's the one. If you're going to like...
There is a Brazilian butt lift thing, yes.
Yeah, right, yeah. Because it's the most...
Did that mother and daughter just get in trouble for that international butt ring they had?
I don't know if it was an international butt ring. I think it was illegal butt injections they were doing.
You said illegal international butt ring.
I don't think it was international, but it was definitely illegal butt ring that was going on in Texas. But yeah, like that is the most coveted butt in the world, is the Brazilian butt. So when I hear that, like I'm married to a Brazilian, I'm like, oof, I know.
Giselle a nude man in Brazilian panties.
A nude man in Brazilian panties?
Giselle didn't have a big
butt. No, she did not. No, she was different. But not every, I mean, it just can't be a whole country of butts walking around. It's just that.
Now, why is the Brazilian butt lift the thing then?
But because there's a lot of them. It's a coveted butt. Giselle happened to be one of the most beautiful women in the world, but she didn't have the traditional Brazilian butt.
I mean, would you buy your wife a butt?
No.
No, you don't think so?
No, I don't. We have this conversation. I don't like, you see all these housewives that she watches, and they all got the plastic surgery and stuff, and I try to tell them, like, you better, like the injections and the filler, I'm like, you ever think about doing that? That's just ridiculous. You're naturally beautiful. You don't need any of that.
Look at you.
I'm not buying her a butt. Or anything else, for that matter, when it comes to plastic surgery.
You'll buy her a set of golf clubs, though, right?
Hell yeah, I will. Uh-huh. Get her involved.
Yes.
And there's a million opportunities out there for her to play golf. But as far as a butt goes, I'm not...
A nice round ass. Can you imagine if Gio's wife started playing golf and started getting into it? He'd have to find another hobby.
Yeah. See, some people say that, and then other people say it actually works out well because then you can play more golf because you're with her. You know, some people would say that. But we probably, if we'd have matches and we'd yell at each other and stuff, probably wouldn't be good.
It's the old with her thing for you that's the drawback.
No. It's like nine-hole match. If you win, I buy you a butt. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know you're a little too tame. I'll be shooting at
you. Feel good Friday on the Fan, and this is going on CBS Sports Network anymore. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan. Yeah. Masters on the Range is on CBS Sports Network. Jerry's got an update on that and plenty of other sports right now, including Moment of the Day. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So the first round of the Masters just about complete. So here's what you got. You got Bryson DeChambeau, 7-under. You got Scottie Scheffler, 6-under. Højgaard is 5-under. Max Homa finished strong. They just finished a couple of minutes ago. He's at -5, so two shots off the pace. And then we got Willett at 4, and then we go on and there. And this kid Pavone, is that how I pronounce the name?
Yeah.
He shot a 2-under yesterday, too. So we mentioned DeChambeau being in the lead. He was asked after his round yesterday, how does he go out and do it again?
A lot of patience is required around this golf course, and making sure you're just stroking it on your line, putting it good, hitting good iron shots, and driving it well. I mean, in order to win major championships, you've got to, especially out here, you've got to do everything well.
Now, he will tee off his second round at 11:48. Scottie Scheffler with the 66 on Thursday will tee off at 1:48 this afternoon. Wyndham Clark, 8 shots off the pace. He's at +1. He was asked afterwards thoughts of DeChambeau's round.
Yeah, we got 54 holes, you know, and in live golf, that's they only play 54, so I like my chances. We got a lot of golf left, and as you can see, someone shot 7-under. I could do that tomorrow.
We'll see if he does.
Yeah, that was a big shot at live in Bryson DeChambeau. And he goes, hey, you know, some guy shot 7-under yesterday, you know.
We had a guy. Yeah, we got 54 holes left.
Yeah.
As opposed to playing just 54 holes.
Yeah, well, when you throw it out there like that and everybody takes it the same way, which is a shot at live, you better come out and play well. I didn't think he was that type of guy to, you know, take shots at those guys. He seemed very, very quiet and reserved, but guess not.
Hope he comes out and has a big round today.
So do I. I mean, and he better hope so, too.
That's true. Watch, you don't want DeChambeau to post a 66, and he puts up a 73 today.
Yeah.
That will not age well. The Knicks beat up the Celtics pretty good, more so than the final score would indicate, 118-109.
Brunson gets to reset here. Chua the screen. Brunson fires. Brunson hits a three-pointer.
The Knicks pouring it on. They're up 19 now.
And that was Brian Anderson on TNT. We mentioned the final. The Knicks going to 48-32 with the win up in Boston. Jalen Brunson had 39 points in three quarters of action. Josh Hart, 16 points, 16 rebounds. This was the clip we played earlier with Joe Mazzulla. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He's also referencing the Bucks loss a couple of days ago as well here.
I did not like the effort level in the first half, but like you said, I think it's just a tough spot to be in. You know, I think I thought our guys have handled that as best as they could. And you ran into our last two games against two teams that are highly, highly desperate. And as much as we want to be able to simulate that, that's just not the position that we're in.
Yeah, nor are those two teams, but so be it. When you play as well as the Knicks have played now through 80 games, you make believers of certain people. Believers like Shaq.
In the East,
second best team right now would be, I'd have to go with, and I hate to say his name, but the Knicks.
Does he not like the Knicks for some? I thought he loved Brunson.
Yeah, well, how could you not? But then at the same time, you had Charles Barkley say last night that
the Pacers would beat them.
And then Shaq goes, I agree with you.
Oh, I saw the Barkley in print. I didn't see the audio, but interesting.
I just think that they've always hated the Knicks.
I do think, not necessarily the Knicks. The Knicks defend and have all year. The Pacers are going to be a tough out because they score so much.
They do, but I'd still rather see them than Philadelphia or Miami in the first round.
As it sits right now, the Knicks a game ahead of Cleveland for third, one game behind Milwaukee for second. Knicks, Nets coming up later tonight. All right, we get to the baseball story. The Mets beating the Braves 16-4. Lots of offense in this game, and they didn't just do it with the home run ball. Brandon Nimmo doubled, tripled. Jeff McNeil, an RBI single, an RBI double. Francisco Alvarez double, drove in two. Here was McNeil. Good win, good series win.
No, they're a good team. You know, it's going to be a battle every single time we play them, and you know, hopefully we're fighting for that top spot in the division. So, you know, every game against them matters.
And then DJ Stewart did homer in this game. He said, quite frankly, he knew what was coming.
We do a good job scouting report here. Had a good idea of what he likes to do. He actually surprised me the first at bat. But, yeah, we're just sticking to our plan, and he threw the pitch that I was expecting.
And he deposited into the seats for a home run. Jose Quintana the win. He pitched into the sixth inning. You get Luis Severino tonight against Michael Wacha. Mets and Royals at Citi Field coming up on WCBS 880 at 710. Yankees had a night off. They are in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. Clark Schmidt, Carlos Carrasco are the starters in that game. The hockey story, not a good one for Boomers Rangers because they struggled last night.
Lead pass for Paling. Paling moves in. Paling pass across. Konecny scores. Travis Konecny. It started with him and it finished with him. And the Flyers have a 3-1 lead.
And they would add one more and win 4-1. That was Sam Rosen on MSG. Back-to-back losses for the Blue Shirts. Ryan Lindgren, kind of like what we played last hour for Mika Zibanejad. We just didn't play hard enough.
Right from the start, it didn't seem like you know, we had it, and, you know, they're a desperate team, and that showed tonight, and, you know, we got to match that.
And they didn't. And the one more from Mika about not playing well or the effort not being there.
I don't think anyone has an intention of not doing it. You know, you go out there and you think about the game, but then, yeah, I don't know. It's we got to do a better job.
Kind of searching for answers there. None on this night. They'll have to figure out. Artemi Panarin did score in the loss. And then there's the Islanders. While the Rangers have dropped back-to-back games, the Isles are surging at the right time.
Brock Nelson in Montreal ice dances to the high slot. Nelly loads the gun to Palmieri right in the net. Sharp angle shoots. He scores! Kyle Palmieri makes it goals in four straight games. He's got an overtime winner tonight as New York takes it 3-2, and they are out to mob the Long Island native in a sea of blue jerseys.
A sea of blue jerseys that included Sean Morash, who might not have been wearing the jersey, but he was in that sea behind the net, and he was arms up as he was rooting for his Islanders. Casey Cizikas, the game-tying goal in the third as well. Semyon Varlamov only had to make 12 saves. So six straight wins and 7 of 8 for the Isles. And the Devils beat the Maple Leafs by the score of 6-5. Time now for what they call Moment of the Day. Brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigas Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. All right, so we just played some clips from the Rangers. They lost. It was early. Boomer in a mood. So much so that he was disagreeing with Gio a lot. Even disagreeing with things he himself said 24 hours ago.
Tiger got a bad break, though, man, because he was playing really
playing
well.
Terrific.
And now he's got to play more than
23
18
holes today.
What do you mean?
But I think Tiger Woods.
Yesterday, you went on this whole thing about how your legs go, man. When they go, it's so hard, and Tiger's legs have gone and reconstructed all this stuff.
True.
Now I bring up the same point that we were talking about yesterday, and you're rolling your eyes at it. Get over the Flyers' loss, will you? For God's sakes. Separate what happened last night with the Flyers to the show this morning, because you're pissing me off. It's a Friday. I want to have a good day. Don't be contrarian rolling your eyes at a point that you made yesterday that I was hammering home today because your hockey team lost.
How old is Tiger Woods?
48, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, we're acting like he's Jack Nicklaus out there. He's not Jack Nicklaus. He got in his 40s.
A car accident where they actually had to, like, reconstruct his leg.
And what else? And he's got a bad back, and he's got
seven surgeries, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
He's a mess physically.
It's actually amazing he's out there.
I mean, I think that's a reasonable take that a lot of people have had, that it caught a bad break, that the round had to end yesterday, and now he's got to play more than 18.
Oh, whew.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, look how he's in shape. He looks in shape.
You're right. When the Rangers suck, Boomer sucks.
I mean, boy, hard.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a good weekend.
God, Jesus.
I think the line after that, I was like a Mealy vacuum.
Yeah.
Suck when the Rangers suck.
All right, very good, Jerry.
I forgot that line. You're right.
We'll see you Saturday night, huh?
Can't wait. Yes, sir.
Yeah, very good.
All right, Boomer and Gio coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough Studio. By the way, Jordan Spieth, 7 over.
That's tough. That's tough. He's going home early.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mike Eskin, this skinny vegan hipster.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. I didn't want you in here, Boomer did. I don't know what the hell. It's really
I'm just wondering what's going on around here. I mean, your office is empty. You're wearing a hat.
Well,
You got your Iron Maiden T-shirt that we all bought you that we didn't realize that you were leaving, and it cost us $1,000.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring, because you are looking the way you are today, is today like your last day?
No, I will be here next week for sure.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, I did, but obviously it is winding down.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's why you put on the shirt. I knew. Yes. People say, when's Spike leaving? I said, when he wears that Iron Maiden shirt, that's when he's going to be gone. So that's why we thought today was sort of a ceremonial type of thing.
Well, you know, I felt like a Friday shirt.
Okay.
Maybe not ceremonial, but certainly on the precipice of, you know, as you were talking to Stugatz yesterday, obviously Chris is on the precipice of deciding who the next program
director will be. How did you feel about that Stugatz hiring potential?
I understood the potential upside of it, of course. I talked to Gio about it for a while.
Ship spot?
Oh, well, that was also potential as well.
Definitely shifts. By
you know, him. even if it wasn't potential, there was a potential for people here to believe it was potential for that, even if it wasn't.
That's dangerous. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Like, Not good for morale.
I remember when you got hired.
Yep.
You really didn't know much about you. Knew about your dad, of course, and everything. And then I took one look at you, and I thought that you were some sort of meth addict.
Meth addict, right.
Because all the tats and all that stuff.
Yep, of course.
And then it turned out that you were actually a great guy.
Thank you.
And you turned out to be a really, really great program director and got this whole station back on track, I believe.
Thank you.
A big part of Boomer and Geo Live, which has been great. And now I hear that they got Mark Chernoff possibly coming back into...
he was in the office yesterday.
I know. Is he going to fill in until the new guy is hired, a new person is hired, or what?
I do not comment on any of those. That is for the architect to comment on.
See, my take was that because this has gone on longer than anybody expected, naming your replacement,
right,
that Chris felt bad about that and wanted to get you down to Philadelphia and didn't want to keep you here training the new guy, and that he'd bring Chernoff back to train the new guy just a little bit, get a little show him the ropes spot, that.
I'll be able to show the new person the ropes.
Okay.
You know, even if I'm not, you know, it might be weird to be sitting next to him all day showing him the ropes, but I will certainly show him the ropes.
Which slub check are we getting?
See,
it's a,
now
it's a professional.
When I heard you guys talking about it that way,
yes.
When you were first talking about the bombshell candidate,
and by the way, that wasn't me. That was him.
I know, troublemaker over
yes.
here. Well, but you didn't. You never stop it. You know, you're troublemaker B. You I see your game. I've been here for a few years. I know.
I don't have scuttlebutt like he does.
Right, but you love the scuttlebutt. You never shut it down.
Why should I?
You get this little kid grin on your face when it's happening, but you know you're causing trouble and you're not going to stop it, but you put it on Geo. That's how it works.
Well, I also think
this little
that
tag team thing you guys have.
You know, describing those guys that way just lets them know they're going to step their game up. That's
yes,
all.
Of
so,
course. Yeah.
I mean, I got that from somewhere. Mm. You know, I hear things. Now people are doing the interview process. I heard there was a favorite. I heard there were these other guys. So
schlub check.
You want the job? Step your game up. As far as I'm concerned, we got a gaggle of schlub checks.
You know, the one thing that Stugatz said when he was on with you that I do not agree with is that he said that I did not make the job sound more attractive.
Oh, okay.
I told him it was the best programming job in America without question.
Which is why you're leaving.
Which is why I'm leaving. Yeah. And I said it's a lot of fun, but I assured him it is an actual job that has, you know, emails and meetings and
right.
salespeople and all of those things. So
yeah.
I just wanted to communicate for the sake of the place and you guys, he should know that it's not just lunacy here every day.
Well, so
you know?
It goes back to the caller that we had from Bangor, Maine yesterday who said that Stugatz is lazy. So therefore, if he is lazy, there is no way that he could sit in that seat that you are now leaving behind.
It would be a tough job for a lazy person.
Yes. This is, and I mean, I don't think I'm overstepping any boundaries here because Stugatz basically said this, but like, this is what happened. He wanted to be on the air. He reached out to the people here to be on the air, put me on the air.
Yeah.
And then people said, no, we're not putting you on the air. We have the lineup. And then, Spike's leaving. Then he calls up again and goes, huh? Maybe if I weasel my way into the program director's job and get in there, then I'm closer to being on the air.
So
that's what happened.
I'm sure Chris wouldn't mind me sharing that. After I talked to him, you know, after I talked to Stugatz for a while, I reported back to Chris, you know, what I thought, and I was positive about the conversation. I said, you know, one thing I am thinking, though, I said, you know, I guess it's possible that he's just coming here and he's going to wait for an air job to open up, and then you lose a program director. And so it's certainly possible.
100% Trojan horse.
Yes. Yeah.
Just get in the building and wait until somebody either dies, mm-hmm. me, or somebody else, somebody else is going to leave or say something stupid, Sal, on the air.
Waiting, but push Sal down the stairs one day. Tell him that the elevator's broken and trip him up for a banana peel on the stairs.
Chloroform Evan in the stairwell. Something like that was on the table.
At 100%. I mean, that's why, you know, whoever it is that does replace you has to come in here wanting that specific job.
I don't think you have anything to worry about from that perspective.
You know who it is?
I Maybe.
Schlubchek.
No, it's not. I mean, what did I call the guy? Dominic Schlubchek? Is that his name? No.
Is that going to stay his name?
No. Name? I don't even. I actually don't. I mean, I have a guess, but I really have not been told who it is. So.
Got it.
But I just, whoever this is, I just can't wait for that first real has to ask Boomer something interaction.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was talking to Al. I was like, because you had been in the business, you know, your father was in the business for a long time. I knew you had, and you dealt with Angelo Cataldi. Like, I knew you had that in you. So I wasn't as excited about your first interaction with Boomer as I am this one. Because whoever this person is going to have to ask him to do something at some point. I just can't wait to see it.
Do what?
Something. It's going to be go to the auto show or do this, or hey, the sales asked me you to do whatever it might
something
be.
Something you're not going to get paid for.
Right, yeah. Just something. There will be something. And that guy's going to have to walk in there with the teeth chattering. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, okay.
You know, meanwhile, if Stugatz had the job, walk in there smoking a cigarette on a phone call and be like, hey, boom, you got to do this. And walk out and fart. You know, it's a totally different situation. Yeah,
that would have been.
All right, we don't have much time here. Right. We want to get to BT and Sal, but you will be around. Today, we thought this was like your last day, but
I'll
it's
be
not.
Here. No.
All right, we will see you next week. Thank see you, next Spike. Week.
Ha, ha, ha. Philly, yeah. Suck it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.